The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1 with Kia Credit. Flexible 142 finance solutions from Kia, home of the 7-year warranty.
The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1.
Now, many of you will be familiar with America's Next Top Model.
Matt, why do you stand before me?
I'm just not bringing it, basically, short story.
Beginning of this competition, I saw your film with Yu Sai. Frame after frame after frame, amazing. But from week to week, it gets weaker, and now you're floating in the middle of the pack.
Yes.
And then we have Mariana. Strong, commanding, knows what she wants. But when she is given the role of leader, she shrank and said, I don't want to be bossy. I don't want to be bitchy. So I'm just going to be nothing. And your challenge score was dismal. Who is going to stay in this competition?
Yes, indeed. Who indeed will stay in the competition? Well, presented and produced by ex-supermodel Tyra Banks, the programme is now in its 21st series and is shown in 170 countries around the world. So imagine the surprise of my next guest when, while sitting at home in Tullamore, he received an email from the show's producers asking him to paint portraits of the models for the show. Vincent Devine, you're very welcome.
Hi, John. How are you?
Tell us, how did this come about?
Well, I kind of did what I usually do with a portrait of anybody. I kind of hashtag the name of the celebrity and hope they would see it. But this time around, it had gone by for about 3 or 4 weeks and there was no sign of Tyra even acknowledging I had done it. And then out of the blue, I get an email from a producer called Trish Tan, and she's a segment producer from Top Model. And she basically just asked me, could I work on the show? And Tyra had seen my picture, took a screenshot of it on her iPhone, sent it to Trish and said, look, we want to use this guy for the show. So I obviously thought it was a joke.
Wind up. Yeah.
An absolute joke. I thought it was a joke. I thought we were going to ask for a PPS number and that would be the end of it and bank account would be, not as an awful item anyway,
yeah.
Would be cleared out and my identity would be gone. So
so this was purely just as a result of putting the photographs online.
Yeah, pure chance.
Where exactly did you put them?
It was on Instagram. Mm. So Instagram hasn't been, it's not, say, full of trolls, as people would say. It's not full of people looking for attention, just say Instagram's quite new. So the reach for celebrities, for example, Ricky Martin started off there the other day, maybe let's say about 2 months ago with 100,000 followers, and that shot up when he started on The Voice, I think he's currently on The Voice, to over 1 million. So when you get them when they're quite young in their followers, you can reach them. Like, for example, I did one of Iggy Azalea when she was just starting out, and I hashtagged her name and she seen it, put it on all her social media. And off the back of that, then her management company got in touch to commission a piece for her to use in her social media. So I don't know where that is now. It's been done. Mm. And they'll come back to me then and let me know how they're going to use it.
So what about your portraits on America's Next Top Model? How are they used?
Well, normally at the end of the show, the 14 contestants will show up at the end. And then after they've been eliminated, one photograph will be removed from the fade out. And basically, I'm the first artist to have been used to illustrate these 14 models. So when a model gets eliminated, my drawing is one of the drawings that is taken off, and eventually it will just be one of my drawings.
And have they happened already on some shows?
Well, yeah, there is a spoiler alert just to let people know. I mean, what I'm doing is I am posting the models as they get eliminated. So if you want to wait to see what happens,
right,
don't look at my... It's not a very good advertisement for my social media. Yeah. But if you're a big Top Model fan, don't go on because you'll find out who's been eliminated. So what I'm doing is I'm posting close-ups of the models as they're getting eliminated, and then they're sharing it via their social media. Mm. And I haven't shown everything yet, but where I will be showing them is I'm going to be at Art Source 2014, so this year, and my stand
where is that
in the RDS.
Okay.
So that's November the 14th, and I'm going to actually show all the pictures there for the first time.
And describe them to us. You've given me some here.
Well, it's basically, I have to make sure that I get the eyes, nose and mouth in absolutely the perfect position. Because there's so many lines on the face, you're not always guaranteed that it's going to translate very well. And some of them have an absolute misses that I've just thrown in the bin, that it looks like they're brother that's been hidden in the attic for years, you know, that sort of way. So I kind of, some of them are failed, and the ones that actually do work are the ones that get the attention. But basically it's just putting lines where shadows usually would be, and then adding a little bit of my own flair to it as well to make them quite highly stylized. And they also look like they're sometimes lifting off the face. Like, I mean, I exhibit on Stephen's Green, and sometimes you'd see people kind of looking around the canvas or looking around the frame to see, are they actually stuck on with a bit of a recess on them. So I'm gradually working to build them and keep them going and kind of progress on them. They're not going to stay that way all the time. They're going to grow with me as an artist, hopefully.
But presumably all the images you're painting of these superstars is, and these celebrities, is through images you see online of them or on TV.
Yeah, yeah. I kind of pick stuff that has a very, very clear... I need to work from very, very good images, because I need to see every little lump and bump and everything that's unique about the person in order for it to carry the lines on the face.
Am I told that when you were studying art at Athlone Institute, you were actually, of technology, you were actually discouraged from doing portrait work?
It wasn't... when I was doing visual communications, it was all graphic design, so it was business cards, leaflets, stuff to get you ready for the working world, say. And I had done this as a side project for kind of this kind of hippie-esque poster. And the lectures just kind of, oh, that's okay, and kind of left it alone, and it was a bit kind of okay, fair enough. I leave them for a while, and then I was looking back to my sketchbook with a friend of mine, and she said, "You need to look at these again. These are cool. They're amazing. They're quite young and where they are, but you should work on them." And then I started doing them, and I got different celebrities to see them, and it just grew and it built. And then I was kind of chasing for kind of looking for people to extend my reach on Instagram, and the rest is history. Tyra Banks wanted to use
me. So you're a real
example
of what can happen with social media. That
if you use it in the right way,
between somebody like you, unknown, and one of the biggest stars of TV in the United States.
Well, I mean, sometimes social media doesn't go 100% right. For example, the one of Kylie Minogue, I hashtagged the wrong name of the song, and then I was setting the phone wrong and reported for abuse. So it can go very, very for you against you.
And tell me this much, as a result of this contract, I know it's a watertight contract and you're not allowed to reveal too much about it, but big money?
Well, I mean, that's what I mean. I don't want to kind of jeopardize. I mean, I had to sign a huge contract before I could even talk to them about what I was allowed to do. So they won't permit me to, because I've actually been in touch with the producers. They won't permit me to discuss any of that.
But is there a few bob in it for you?
Well, there's potential of more work there in the future, okay. And I don't really want to jeopardize that.
But you get paid presumably for the work you've done.
Well, I mean, that's what I can't talk about, because there may potentially be more work in the pipeline.
I see.
And I don't want to put myself over.
All right. Now, if people want to find out more about your art and your portraits, where do they go? Have you a website?
Well, the main place, I have my website, which is vincentdevine.com, and the main place that I sell my work would be at ArtSource in the RDS. Okay. And that's where there's going to be a big event this year, because we're doing the Pigs on Parade initiative, where I got the first pig. So it's kind of like
the Jack and Jill
Foundation. Jack and Jill Foundation, right. And mine's going to be unveiled on the 13th of November.
Well, listen, thanks a million. So it's vincentdevine.com is the best place as well to find out a bit more.
That's the best place to see everything.
And Divine is Devine. Well, listen, thanks for coming in
this
morning
me.
And sharing your success with us, Vincent. That's all we have time for today. John Riley was the researcher, Padraig Kearney was on sound, and Deirdre Neeline produced. Sean is up next. We're back on Tuesday. Yes, looking forward to the bank holiday weekend. We're back on Tuesday at 9 till then. Sláinte, have a great weekend. John at rte.ie.